It's lunch hour at the Talktown Cafe in downtown Wilmer. The tables are full as people talk over noon hour specials and homemade pie. Waitresses call customers by their first names. It's a scene repeated across the state, a predominantly white middle-class town that's experienced a surge of immigrants over the past two decades. But you wouldn't know it, sitting in one of downtown Wilmer's busiest diners. The numbers say Wilmer has become more diverse, but it seems that socially, life in Wilmer remains somewhat segregated.
There's a lot of reasons why I think Wilmer is the place to be. It's a window of the world in rural Minnesota.
Pablo Obregon is a Lutheran minister at the Paz y Esperanza Church in Wilmer. He opened his church in 1992 as a place for immigrants both new and old. It's mainly Hispanic people who show up for Sunday services as readings and music are in Spanish. But Obregon says integration is about more than just language. It's about being comfortable with something new.
Some people didn't know how to react. You know, changes are very difficult. Changes could be scary, and of course people are going to try to put their defenses up.
Obregon says there was a significant lack of communication between Wilmer City leaders and the Hispanic community as people began to arrive in large numbers in the late 80s. He says initially, Spanish-speaking residents had little support to find adequate housing and adjust to new schools. Wilmer has experienced great change over the past two decades. With the growth of industry, many new immigrants have found jobs and settled down. Wilmer is a regional hub in west-central Minnesota with a population of about 20,000. About 10% are people of color. By the year 2000, it's predicted students of color will make up 20% of enrollment at Wilmer schools. Wilmer has long carried the stigma of what a town should not do when the population becomes more diverse. Even residents of Wilmer recognize their city's reputation for intolerance. Obregon and other city leaders admit Wilmer does have its skeletons. But Obregon says people in town haven't hid their feelings about what it means to live in a city that's changing.
Sometimes people haven't meant to be negative, but they are being honest. And a lot of the things that have been said or expressed has been negative comments, you know, very discriminatory statements about people from our cultures. But by being honest, I think there was a channel to start a conversation with those that were open to communicate about these issues.
Luz Jimenez is president of the Hispanic Alliance in Wilmer. She's lived in town for more than 10 years organizing farm workers, working on Get Out the Vote campaigns in the Hispanic community, and more recently, helping new immigrants receive their GEDs. But the hours of extra work with little reward have weighed heavy on Jimenez in the recent weeks. She says it's hard when the media seems to focus only on problems in the Hispanic population, gang trouble and crime, for instance, without paying attention to organized events like Cinco de Mayo or other cultural celebrations.
We are tired, you know. We are working with the community and we try to do it good things. So, and I don't think nobody appreciate, you know, the effort we make. So especially the another part, you know, the Angle part. So, but we still working in this. We still doing something here in the community, and we will see what happens.
There is a hopelessness in Jimena's voice as she recalls a recent incident at a local Chinese restaurant.
So when we come to this restaurant, the family there, they say, well, why these Hispanic people come to Minnesota? And I try to ignore them, you know, but this hurts my feelings. And then they say, well, these people smell like rats. You know, they talking loud. We can hear very well. And I was there with my family, you know, things like that. So it's upset me.
As the tears come, Jimenez emphasizes there are many good people in Wilmer and that she has many white friends. But she says Wilmer is not a healthy place to raise Hispanic children.
You know, sometimes I can explain. Sometimes I feel myself, you know, like I don't want to be Hispanic. I want to be another you know, person, another culture, because the first I come here to Minnesota, I feel, you know, this is the land or the opportunities. I can do it, everything what I want here. So, when I moved to Wilmer, you know, and after that, you know, a lot of people, they don't like us.
Fear and mistrust, common reactions from people in towns unfamiliar with new cultures. Residents of Wilmer often cite language as a source of tension within the community, and over time it's even brought the national spotlight to Wilmer as the community's frustration made its way to the courts. The Wilmer Police Department attempted to ease the language barrier by hiring the force's first Hispanic police officer in 1990. 2 years later, the officer filed a discrimination lawsuit against the force, claiming he was the victim of racial harassment by other officers and falsely accused of taking bribes from the Hispanic community. The case was settled out of court, but the officer eventually left the force and the city. In 1996, 13 Hispanic families in Wilmer filed a lawsuit against the local school district, alleging Hispanic students were singled out for harsher discipline and that their children's academic needs were not met. The case was eventually settled out of court and required greater contact between school officials and Hispanic parents. Lifelong Wilmer resident and former mayor Richard Hoglund says the lawsuits marked Wilmer as a city closed to people of color. But over time, he says, they helped change Wilmer for the better.
I would probably told you about 10 years ago, we thought we were welcoming people. And we said we can take anything. But then after some of these people come in, some of the things that did happen, a lot of them weren't welcome. Sometimes they said, well, I'm back home, we're back where you came from. But I think a lot of that's been overshadowed now, and most people welcome the people in our community.
Pablo Obregon says Wilmer, like many Minnesota towns, still has a ways to go before all aspects of city life become integrated.
We are out on the spotlight, and I think we have learned to be on that position. And as people travel around our rural and country roads, you will find people from different parts of the world living in the prairie of Minnesota.
Wilmer is a town with well-tended yards where businesses line Main Street. But there's a reputation that Wilmer is a city closed to newcomers. A new statewide ad campaign is designed to help improve the city's image. While people of color in Wilmer have gained a greater voice and created their own organizations, they remain the city's newest hidden residents. In Collegeville, I'm Catherine Herzog, Minnesota Public Radio.